7 minutes to eight now. Let's get the business headlines from Adam Maguire.
Thanks, Mary. Food suppliers here are largely happy with how buyers and retailers do business, but some say they're being forced to deal with unfair trading practices. That's according to the first ever survey of suppliers by Henri Oligarvia, the agri-food regulator, which was established at the end of 2023 to promote fairness and transparency in the food supply chain. The survey found that 14% of firms had faced unfair trading practices, and many were reluctant to report them for fear of retailer retaliation. Niamh Lenihan is CEO of the Agri-Food Regulator. She joins us on the line now. On those firms that claimed they had faced unfair trading practices, do you know what kinds of issues they faced?
Good morning, Adam. Thanks for having me on. I suppose, first of all, I'm delighted to be here to be speaking about the regulator's work in the agri-food supply chain, because these are matters of importance for us all. So we're today, as you say, releasing a key element in terms of our supplier survey, and we'll be releasing that at our inaugural conference today. I think the purpose of the survey, if I may, for your listeners, is to provide a confidential opportunity for their voices of suppliers to be heard and to collect feedback about trading experiences with some of the largest retailers and wholesalers in the state. And I think it's first to say, as you have said there, that there's a high overall level of satisfaction with how buyers conduct their business, and there is indeed a high level of compliance with the unfair trading regulations, which is an EU directive. I think in terms of some of the issues that some of the suppliers have been reporting perhaps the top ones relate to payment periods. So, for example, the whole purpose of these unfair trading regulations, of which there are 16, are to ensure that vulnerable suppliers in the supply chain are protected, if you like. So, as I said, in terms of the payment periods, that, for example, if you're supplying carrots or milk, that you'd be paid for the perishable product in 30 days. So there are some issues experienced and reported in. I think the other one is requiring suppliers to pay for the loss or deterioration of a product, and that is in the instance, for example, where it was outside the control of the supplier. So perhaps they left eggs with a buyer and they were broken, for example.
It must be a concern, not just that there's 14% of firms saying they feel they're being treated unfairly, many of them are afraid to report that they're being treated unfairly.
Yeah, I think a significant concern for ourselves, and I'm sure the businesses involved as well, are that some suppliers feel that they can't come forward. And I suppose, look, the regulator has a lot of work to do in that, in terms of raising awareness, and we do have a confidential complaints process in place. And look, we are definitely going to be working in collaboration with buyers to ensure there's an increase in awareness and understanding of unfair trading law.
There were issues raised late last year and early this year in terms of the powers you have to force businesses to close pricing and market information. Do you have the powers you need now to do your job?
Sure. At the moment, the board of the regulator are liaising with the Minister for Agriculture and officials on that. So look, that's a work in progress. And the board, as we know, are very strong on the need for additional powers for the regulator to fully fulfil its remit. And we're very optimistic that those powers will be provided in due course.
Niamh Lenihan, CEO of the Agri-Food Regulator, thank you for that. More business news in the next hour. That's all for now.